Joining me now on the We Love Telly podcast is Jason Manford. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing today?
Well, mate, I'm really well.
Smashing. So let's get all the necessary guff out of the way first. You are on tour at the moment.
I'm on tour, yes. That's until November the 29th. And the DVD's out on November the 14th. The book's out now.
Brilliant. So there you go. DVD, book, tour. We got all that sorted.
That's all that done. Let's
smashing.
Have a chat.
Okay, so let's have that for Christmas. Yeah. Now, odd one in.
Yes.
With Bradley Walsh and Peter Andre. That
the
really,
dream team.
That's a showbiz farrago, isn't it? Who's the starriest out of that? Who's the most just a showbiz? Who is the?
I think it's Andre all day long.
Really?
Oh, he loves it.
But Bradley's such a lovey, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean Bradley knows everyone. You know, he's one of them. He's good actually, Bradley, because he's. Sort of what I try to do is, you know, you're trying to remember everybody's name, you know, from the runner right up to the producer.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do that. He does it. He's just very natural at it. He's got that going. He's been in the business a lot of years, so he can tell, and he knows everyone. And Andre is the only one with an entourage.
How big is his entourage?
You know, four or five sometimes, and sometimes a bit smaller, sometimes a bit bigger. I mean, saying entourage sounds a lot more showbiz. It's basically his brother and his mum.
Okay.
I like to call it an entourage.
Does he ever mention his kids? Because he doesn't really bring them up that much, does he?
He does talk about them every so often. we've sort of got that in common. Yeah, we've got kids. So, I mean, that's generally the topic of conversation between me and Pete. I did a gig recently in Magaluf, a comedy gig, I know, and it was all right, we got away with it, me and a couple of comics, and as I was leaving, as I was on my way to the airport, they were pulling down my poster and putting up Peter Andre's.
Oh my God.
He was there the week after.
Oh, you know you made it then, don't you?
I felt pretty showbiz that day.
Now, talking about one of your recent ventures, Show Me the Funny.
Yes.
It was up against New Tricks.
It was a tough slot.
But the live final did very well, didn't it?
The live final did well, and I think. And I think the actual show I thought was all right, to be honest. I mean, it's odd, obviously, because the show I made was that second half, you know, with the gig and the audience and all that sort of stuff. And then when it. Obviously on telly there's all that sort of messing around doing tasks and that, and of course it's a bit contrived because it's telly and that's telly for you, but generally I think it was alright. I think because it was called Show Me the Funny and it involved comedy and comedians and that, I think people just wanted it from the first moment to just be like, this is going to be hilarious. But of course if these comics were already ready to be good enough to play live at the Apollo, well then you'd already know them, wouldn't you? You know,
it did get criticised for being a little bit overproduced, but I thought your role went very well. I mean, I remember specifically the bit in Liverpool when you were saying about what kind of audiences there are there.
Yeah.
And it was a different kind of role for you as well. We've seen you, you know, as a happy-go-lucky kind of timeless chap, as it were.
It was fun, actually, because it was, you know, I got to do the stand-up, you know, on the nights. I got to do all that. But, I mean, the final, I really loved the final. Just because it was exciting doing live stand-up on the telly.
Mm-hmm.
Just never happens, does it?
What about Kate Cupstick? Do you think she was a bit harsh?
I think even Simon Cowell would watch that show and think, oh, she's a bit harsh. Just saying. So, yeah, no, she is a bit harsh. But, you know, she's good value, like.
Good value, okay. Yeah. Very diplomatic there. Do you think it'll come back for another run?
I think there's a couple of conversations about it, and what I hope is if it does come back, they do take on board, you know, what people think and what people have said about it online and in the press, and just learn from it really and improve it. And I think that's what everybody wants from that's the sort of double-edged sword of, you know, of the sort of the modern world of. You know, the internet and instant sort of reviews and stuff. I mean, people review something, it's out that night, isn't it?
Exactly.
So the double-edged sword of that, of course, is that, you know, it's not nice to hear when a show doesn't go well, but it's also good when it's constructive criticism. It's good to then sort of be able to change it. You know, that's the big thing.
Okay. And what would you do to...
I try and make the actual stand-up bit a bit, you know, so there's a bit more of that. I try and do that so there's more stand-up. I've gone into a really noisy bit now. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's atmospheric.
Sorry. That's I missed the show, Ruth, getting out of a black cab. I would definitely have more stand-up. And also, I think what I'd do is, because all those comics were all brilliant comics, you know, they're all comics before they did the show, and they're comics after the show. And what I would do is sort of prove that, really, and show a clip of them at their best, performing in front of a club that they're used to.
Yeah.
So, you know, so from episode one, you go, oh, these people are already funny. We're just now testing them in difficult situations to see who's the best. You know, so that's probably what I'd do different.
Okay, we had Ellie on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and she did very well, didn't she? She was probably the most inexperienced of the lot.
Yeah, and you know, I think she'll get the most work out of it. You know, I think she'll be the one that we'll definitely see in for the longest time. I know she's on 8 out of 10 cats this week.
She is indeed.
She rang me the other day for, how do you do it?
she's going after your, watch her, she doesn't go for odd one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we'll be seeing a lot of Ellie. I mean, she looks great, and she's funny, and she's nice and personable. And, you know, so I think she's going to do really well. And also, she's, you know, that, one of the big things, actually, when I sort of said, I sent her a message saying, give us a ring if you want to chat about 8 out of 10 cats or any shows like that, and any advice and stuff. And if anything, that's sort of what you need. I mean, I had people like that when I was starting out, who I could ring and say, listen, I don't know how to do it. How do you do this?
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, just because you're a comic doesn't mean you're going to be funny in everything you do. So you've just got to sort of be big enough, I think, sometimes to ask for advice.
The mentoring process continues.
Yeah, well, I sort of had Peter Kay when I first started.
And
he helped me out quite a lot. And, you know, gave me advice and showed me how to do stuff, and you know, I've always helped out people if they've ever asked. I mean, I certainly never offer advice.
People can only take it, can't they?
If somebody asks, I'll tell them, but I never go, hey, you know what you're doing wrong. Yeah, I've never been that guy.
Okay, and this, as a pro in that there media, what do you like to relax in front of in on the box?
I like a good box set, a good sort of full. What I like about American telly, because it's any better, it's because there's more of it.
Right, like HBO. You
know, when they give you a good 20-odd episodes or something, you get your teeth into it, can't you?
That's a good weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. And I'm on tour a lot, you know, I'm on the train, and I whip out the iPad and have a watch or something, and it just, you know, just whizzes by then. So I watch, what am I watching at the moment? I'm watching Sons of Anarchy. FX. That's about a really mean biker gang.
All right.
In America, California. That's pretty good. A lot of shooting and that. And then I quite, you know, Modern Family. I watch a bit of Modern Family.
Oh, that's very good. Yes, that's really good.
I love
good.
That. Mm-hmm.
X Factor in the US, isn't it, when it really debuted the other week, yeah? It beat Cal's X Factor.
Oh, wow.
So what about nostalgically then? What did you like watching as you were growing up?
I love Quantum Leap.
Quantum with Scott Bakula and what was his name? What was his
name?
Dean Stockwell.
I loved it. In fact, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you this, but I'll tell you. It doesn't matter. No one's told me I can't.
Exclusive.
I don't think this will be making the paper. I'm doing Celebrity Mastermind.
Right.
And they, in a panic, they said, "Oh, who's your what's your special subject?" And I said, Quantum Leap.
Really?
I just went for it. And now I'm like, oh no, I'm not. I couldn't even remember Dean Stockwell's name when you just said it then.
Did they get confused and think that you were talking about quantum physics instead?
I hope not, because that'll be a very awkward episode.
That could be quite hard, couldn't it?
Yeah. I should have really gone for Peppa Pig as we watched more than that. More of that than anything else.
What's your favourite episode from Quantum Leap? Because I remember the one with Jennifer Aniston in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
She was in it before she was in Friends.
I just like the ones where he has to dress up as a woman. They're always funny, aren't they?
That's very revealing, Jason.
Oh, it's funny, I know it is.
Do you remember how it ended, the entire series? Where it got very weird, the last one.
Yeah, he goes back to that, like, that weird spacey type place.
There was a mine, wasn't there? A mine and a bar or something.
Yeah, and then he got stunned, so he's, like, just there forever. Like, it's not even a...
I don't know.
Weird, wasn't it?
It's like some kind of allegory about Jesus, I should imagine. Quantum Leap on Mastermind, that we can look forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you very much for joining us, Jason Manford.
That's all right, absolute pleasure.